Newmarket, reported Tuesday, January 25 at 5 p.m., 6,180 cases of PCR confirmed cases of COVID-19. 26 new cases since January 24, 8 unvaccinated, 1 with at least one dose, 15 two doses, 2 three doses, 0 more deaths, totaling 60. 15, minus 2, institutional outbreaks, Amica Newmarket, 5, plus 3, residents, 4 staff CBI group home, 2 staff Southlake Regional Health Center, unit outbreak number 4, 4 patients, 1 staff Southlake Regional Health Center, unit outbreak number 5, 2 patients community living Central York, 1 client, 2 staff CBI Health, 1 client, 4 staff Chartwell Barton Retirement Residence, 4 residents, 4 staff Mackenzie Place Long-Term Care Home, 8 staff Selby Group Home, 4 residents, 5 staff Eagle Terrace Long-Term Care Home, 2 residents, 6 staff The Roxboro Retirement Residence, 1 resident, 8 staff Southlake Regional Health Center, unit outbreak number 2, 11 patients, 5 staff, 1 patient death Newmarket Health Center, 10 residents, 37 staff, 2 resident deaths in from the cold, 14 clients, 12 staff Southlake Residential Care Village, 15 residents, 46 staff outbreaks closed. Chartwell Alexander Muir Retirement Residence, 9 residents, 15 staff, 1 resident death. The Renoir Retirement Residence, 2 residents, 3 staff residents 5 plus with at least one dose 87.5% residents 5 plus with two doses 83.2% COVID-19 cases reported by Southlake Regional Health Center as of January 25. Number of patients with COVID-19 in ICU, 6, plus 1. Total number of patients with COVID-19 59, minus 5, includes critical care, York Region, reported Tuesday, January 25 at 5 p.m., 226, plus 6, hospitalizations, 32, minus 2, in ICU asterisk 18 new admissions on January 23, 93, 083 confirmed cases of COVID-19 334 new cases since January 23, 106 unvaccinated, 12 with at least one dose, 143 with two doses, 73 with three doses, 10 more deaths, totaling 850. An 84-year-old Richmond Hill man passed away January 18 at North York General Hospital, Toronto. Onset of symptoms January 5, exposure unknown. An 87-year-old Vaughan man passed away January 21 at Mackenzie Health Hospital, Richmond Hill. Onset of symptoms January 12, exposure unknown. An 86-year-old East Gwillimbury woman passed away January 21 at Southlake Regional Health Center, Newmarket. Onset of symptoms January 9, exposure close contact. A 56-year-old Vaughan man passed away January 20 at Cortellucci Vaughan Hospital. Onset of symptoms December 22, exposure unknown. An 89-year-old Vaughan woman passed away January 17 at North York General Hospital, Toronto. Onset of symptoms January 8. Exposure unknown. A 54-year-old Richmond Hill man passed away January 23 at Mackenzie Health Hospital, Richmond Hill. Onset of symptoms January 10. Exposure unknown. A 65-year-old Vaughan man passed away January 21 at Cortellucci Vaughan Hospital. Onset of symptoms Jan. 2. Exposure unknown. An 84-year-old Vaughan man passed away January 23 at Cortellucci Vaughan Hospital. Onset of symptoms January 1. Exposure unknown. A 67-year-old Markham man passed away January 22 at a personal residence. Positive test January 12. Onset of symptoms January 19. Exposure local transmission. A 99-year-old Vaughan man passed away January 23 at Mackenzie Health Hospital, Richmond Hill. Onset of symptoms January 21. Exposure unknown. 111. Minus 1, institutional outbreaks. Outbreaks opened January 25. New Leaf Living and Learning Together, Pines 2, Community Living, East Gwillimbury Christian Horizons, Stouffville, Community Living, Outbreak Number 2, Whitchurch Stouffville. Outbreaks closed January 25, CBI Health, East Gwillimbury, Community Living. Chartwell Alexander Muir Retirement Residence, Outbreak Number 2, Newmarket. The Renoir Retirement Residence, Outbreak Number 3, Newmarket. Recovery measures 407, minus 15, 7-day average of new cases 302, minus 18, new cases per 100,000 residents in last 7 days, 16.5% positivity. Vaccinations, York Region residents, administered anywhere, 4,235 doses administered, 266 newly vaccinated, 536 dose 2, 3,433 dose 3 on January 24, 83.1% residents with one dose, 78.0% with two doses, 41.5% with three doses residents 12 plus, 89.9% one dose, 87.9% two doses residents 5 plus, 87.3% one dose, 82.0% two doses 58.1% 5 to 11 vaccinated at least one dose. 608 people are in ICU with hashtag COVID-19. 83% of patients admitted to the ICU were admitted for COVID-19 and 17% were admitted for other reasons but have tested positive for COVID-19. There are 5,368 new cases of COVID-19. Christine Elliott, at C. Elliottability, January 26, 2022, Ontario, reported at 10:30 a.m. on January 26 for January 25. 1,010,247 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 5,368 PCR confirmed cases since January 24, 801 unvaccinated, 191 partially vaccinated, 3,805 fully vaccinated, 571 unknown asterisk 92 more deaths, totaling 11,160, 3 deaths occurred more than 1 month ago, 4,016, plus 8, total hospitalized, 752 unvaccinated, 216 partially vaccinated, 1,818 fully vaccinated asterisk 608, minus 18, in ICU, 206 unvaccinated, 20 partially vaccinated, 232 fully vaccinated asterisk 367, minus 13, on a ventilator. Vaccination status numbers may not match the daily COVID-19 case reports due to missing health card information. Vaccinations 89% ages 12 plus 2 doses, 3% 1 dose, totaling 92%, 83% ages 5 plus 2 doses, 6% 1 dose, totaling 89%, 79% all ages 2 doses, 5% 1 dose, totaling 84% data. Note from York Region Public Health. Hospitalization data is being provided weekdays as of January 24th. Indicating all COVID-19 positive individuals in York Region hospitals and is not limited to York Region residents. The data includes individuals hospitalized for COVID-19 symptoms and those who may be in hospital for another reason but also tested positive for COVID-19. Hospitalization data is pulled from the same data source York Region hospitals use for their public reporting, however numbers may differ slightly based on the timing of data refreshes. With the rapid transmission of Omicron and recent provincial changes in testing eligibility and case management, case counts and outbreaks reported on the interactive dashboard are an underestimate of the true number of individuals with COVID-19 and outbreaks in York Region. Case counts and trends should be interpreted with caution.